So, Trey, can I ask you some questions about your hair?
Sure, go ahead.
So you have dreadlocks. How long have you had dreadlocks?
I've had dreadlocks ever since I was in high school, so I would say over 10 years.
And how do you actually get dreadlocks? Like, what do you have to do to your hair?
There are many ways you can get dreadlocks. One is to visit the salon and have it professionally done. Another way, the natural way, what I do, is just twist my hair. And it takes maybe 2 or 3 months for the hair to actually lock together and become dreadlocks. Now, because I am of African heritage, my hair is different from my brothers and sisters who are of Asian or European heritage. And therefore, my hair locks much easier because it's curlier and it's quite flat as well.
So when you say that you push it together to lock it, like you just spend a little time every night just twisting your hair?
Yep,
How do you do it in
exactly.
the back though?
It's really hard to describe with words, but it's a shoulder workout. But I just grab my hair and rub it in between my hands. Sort of like when you're a kid and you're playing with Play-Doh and you're trying to make a
Right.
long, long cylindrical rod with Play-Doh and you twist it in your hands. Same way.
Now, once you have dreadlocks, do you have to continually do this to keep them this way, or once they're locked, are they good forever?
Once you have dreadlocks, it is good to twist them occasionally. Because if you do not, then they'll just grow out as if it's an afro. So I'd have a large afro, and then at the tips of the afros, I'd have dreadlocks. So I do go back and twist my hair occasionally.
Okay, and actually for washing your hair, is there anything special you have to do?
Just make sure that you clean your scalp. Whenever you choose a shampoo, make sure it's one that does not damage your scalp or what have you.
Right, and so basically nothing different.
Right, nothing different. Just watch out for the pH balance.
Okay, thanks, Trey.
You're welcome.